Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. Hola gente linda, welcome to a brand new episode of the Coffee with Curls podcast. I'm happy to be back and recording on this mic with you. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. Hope that your week is going well. As for me, I am good. Your girl's been busy traveling with work and, you know, I'm doing her school thing, you know, just going after the goals that I set for myself. And, you know, just really trying to see how I'm going to also squeeze in a vacation, right? Because, listen, you need time to decompress, relax. And so your girl is going to Mexico next month. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I need this trip. I need to be out in the sun and doing nothing. A whole bunch of, you know, maybe an excursion here and there, but drinks, good vibes, and just, you know, being present. You know, as I always mention on my podcast, it's super important for me to remain present and just enjoy the moment. So much has happened, and where do I start, right? Life is just happening, and I feel like it's April, and it's felt like a year because of the amount of things have happened, but I will be moving. And I'll disclose that in a future episode really soon, but I'll be moving to a different state, possibly the end of July, August. I'm just working the particulars and things like that. It's exciting. So as I am traveling like crazy, school, trying to avoid folding laundry because I think laundry should fold itself, but that's not here or there. I'll also be planning a whole move. So it's been insane. Like I said, this 2022 has been nonstop and up and down, right? Because that's just what life is. There's up and downs. And what I'm really learning is to win with it, go with it, because there's things you cannot. Sometimes there's things you can't control. And as a Virgo, I want to control things sometimes. So I'm not gonna lie, I struggle with that. And I just want to like manage it. If it doesn't go my way, I turn to the Hulk. And so I'm working on that. You know, like I say, I am a forever student of life. But since the last time I've been here, there is something that's come up that you probably, most of you know or know already. And it is about J-Lo being engaged again. It's crazy. I wanted to talk about this. I usually don't do celebrity stuff. As you guys know, it's not my thing. I'm not the person to bring you the tea or anything like that. It doesn't really interest me. But the reason why I felt like I needed to talk about this and share, and of course, warning, there are going to be people that are not going to agree with what I'm going to say. And that's fine because I'm cool with that. You know, we don't always have to agree. We just have to be respectful. But first of all, let's just say this. I am enjoying how she just, I'm going to be honest, I call it the J-Lo effect. So let's go into it. I like the fact that she lives her life the way she wants, bravely, authentically, however she wants. And I know, and I really think, in my opinion, that that makes people feel uncomfortable. It really does. It comes with judgments and all that stuff. But before I go into those details, what a beautiful ring. I love it. I was like, oh, hell yeah. That green diamond is everything. It is gorgeous. He did great with the first, great with the second. And I've seen all the memes, of course. Oh, she's collecting rings like Thanos. If you know anything about Marvel. I hear collecting rings like football players and all that. And people are going to have the jokes and everybody got something to say. But I always felt like she really always wanted to be with him, you know, and things happen, life happens. I mean, we, the outside people, would never know the particulars of what happened in that relationship. We're just going over, you know, assuming things, right? So I always, in my mind, and I'm sure a lot of us may agree or not, that I think that she was like being enamorada. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something when she's with him, que ella bien coqueta. Really, this glow about, like, you know what it reminds me of? Remember when you was in school or whoever you had a little crush on, and it was making you smile. You couldn't wait to see, your boo, at like for me in high school, my first love, is I couldn't wait to see this person when they were walking down the hall. Like that little kind of puppy love type of thing is the vibe that I'm getting with her and Ben. It's like they cannot get enough from each other. And after 20 years, listen, if you still got that kind of spark, which is very rare. I mean, she's a single woman, okay? Even though she was engaged previously, it don't matter. She's single at the time she got with Ben, and he's single, and they got together. And if they want to choose to give this another try, why the hell not? Why we get stuck in what other people think? And I think that the reason why I kind of love this for her is because she looks so happy. They both look happy. But I respect something about J-Lo is that she really lives on her own terms, regardless of her being a public figure and people being very critical about her and saying all kinds of shit, calling her names and stuff like that. But I do, I really believe that she makes a lot of people feel uncomfortable because she just lives how she wants. She dates when she wants. She gets engaged to who she wants to. And you know what? If we all live just 1% each day of that vibe, we will be in a different place in our own personal lives. I've seen the comments and boy, where folks are going in, calling all kinds of names. I was like, damn, I'm like, yeah, some, with social media to me, and as I even taken a step back, because it's a huge turnoff, it becomes like this bully, a bully station. You can sit there and you can create whatever profile is stuff that you go and say to people that you would never say to their face, But because you can be pretentier, right? You can live a whole life and lie and all kinds of shit and feel like your opinion matters in the aspect of going to somebody's page, taking your time to sit there and comment on someone's happiness and how they want to live. To me, it's like you really need to reflect on what the fuck is going on in your own life. Like, dead ass. Like, look at yourself and why do you feel you gotta take the time to go criticize how they should be living? Because you don't feel they live into whatever pretends or how people should live the way you live. And I mean, it's the projection for me. Like, seriously, when I see people project their own stuff onto others, it's just crazy. But unfortunately, this is like the social world we live in. And somebody in that status of being, in the public eye, they get criticism so much for just, living the way they want, and it really made me think of, take that same energy and apply it to the things you want to do. The less you worry about others and just really put that energy into yourself, you'll be in a whole different world. Seriously. So try to do that instead for those people that are criticizing. And like I said, people are not going to agree with what I'm saying. They're going to judge it, what it looks like and this and that. Who cares? Like, really, if you're that invested in what it looks like, it's not your life. You live to your own terms the way she's living her own, like that's what we all have. We're not here for a long time. We're here for a short time. So we live to the best of our abilities and we do what we want. You feel me? But anyway, I just had that thought. I'm like, I gotta talk about this. Okay, I'm loving this. And I don't care who thinks what. Like, I'm happy for them. I'm happy that this is able to happen for them again at the stage of their lives where they at, because 20 years is a long time. You've both grown, you've both been married, you both had children with other people. But it shows that you can still have a chance. And that's what life is all about. It's taking the chances for yourself or whatever it is. And you can apply that really to anything. It doesn't always have to be romantic. It's like, Like I'm saying, if you just take that 1% every day, you just that un poquito más en tu vida to do better, you'll come a long way. So I wanted to just have that little conversation, share, get on here real quick. And as always, you could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. Until the next one, have a good one, beautiful people. Hey, gorgeous people, one last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.